Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Let me just start by thanking the two panels, the members of the two panels that we have had today. I am encouraged that through our discussions today that we are actually moving forward on this whole subject. My first satisfaction stemmed from the fact that we are now looking at, we are now considering, at least this has been discussed here, that we are not looking at one particular type of weapon. We are saying that this spreads across different types of weapon systems. And what is also emerging from this, and I think I am that any, if not all, most if not all, of the existing weapon systems, through increasing technological development, could be made to be autonomous, in theory. And I'm saying this because based on some control engineering which I happen to have been involved in, that it's a matter of identifying the functions, and given the state of today's technology, if even you do not do it today, but it is possible, and that is a possibility, that the functions, all the functions within the existing systems could be made automated, which would result in an autonomous system, in theory. We have had that, and I think what we have had from some countries is that there is no interest in designing such systems because the military will always want to have the control. But one thing that is imagined here is that, and we're talking within the context of the CCW, that there are some functions that, if they're entrusted to machine, would create problems in terms of the human aspects of them. And I think what is imagined from our discussions, we have looked at certain functions. We have looked at identification and selection of human targets and initiation of violent force. I mean, this is something which, if it's entrusted to a machine, goes against what we are discussing, what we are trying to establish. But the result of that, and what I would like to say, is that if we admit that this is possible, and I think this is something we have to look into, if we admit that it is possible to automate all the functions and have an autonomous machine, then we have to look at what do we do proactively to preempt this. Because we're talking here as responsible states, and I think all of the states here that are talking about the military capability are responsible. But we're talking only about us. We have to think that there are a lot of other actors there that might want to do what we might believe not to be feasible or attractive to us. So basically what I'm saying here, we are moving towards the fact that we do not want weapons to have certain, to be entrusted with certain functions. What we need to do now is to identify those functions and make sure that whatever we do proactively would put measures in place to prevent that happening. And I believe that's why I'm so happy that we are moving towards a point where we can all agree. And thank you, Madam Chairperson.